Welcome to the show. It's live on Facebook, live everywhere. Hello, it's Matthew Rayburn, and I forgot to push record originally, but now I just did. Live, real, and raw here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm so thankful you're here. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day in my life. It's a beautiful day everywhere. Why? I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm completely flabbergasted by how much He loves me, so therefore I want to pour out my love onto others. We're going to be talking about fish raining from the sky. We're going to be talking about the vocabulary that we need to be learning. We're going to be talking about National Day, all kinds of things here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Thank you for joining me. Let's go! So, I'm naturally peculiar. I'm naturally a weirdo. I like to do things differently just for the sake of doing them differently. I consider it to be refreshing. I consider myself to be a curious person. I consider myself to be somebody who likes to find new things and try new things. And for example, there's no food that I have trouble finding food that I don't like. I enjoy all types of cuisine. There was a time where I didn't like bean sprouts, but then I had them in a really good dish. There was a time I didn't enjoy lima beans, but then with enough garlic and hot sauce, everything tastes good. So it's just the whole thing of like, just keep trying new things, try new experiences that you want to be living your life to the fullest as all you can. The reason I'm getting excited about this is because this concept of a peculiar people is biblical. Peculiar in the sense of, well, let's read the definition of peculiar. Boo, 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 boo. The definition of peculiar is strange or odd, unusual. Another definition is particular, special. Well, yeah, I'm special and I'm unusual, sometimes strange and odd. Fantastic. I guess I'm peculiar. But when it comes to biblical peculiar, it's quite similar. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Because Jesus, you know, took you out of the darkness. He gave you a purpose. He gave you a life. There's a real life to live. There's a real purpose to go forward. And it all really encompasses being peculiar. Another definition from the Bible, or another example, I should say, Titus chapter 2, verse 14, "who gave himself for us," referring to Jesus, "that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Of course. So what do you mean by peculiar and relating it to Jesus? Love like no one else, share like no one else, dance like no one else, worship like no one else, sing like no one else. Volunteer like no one else does. Help like no one else does. Be peculiar in that way. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice the situation. Sacrifice your own like well-being in a sense. Like and be there with people. Stay longer than others. Love harder than others. Be peculiar in that way. Oh, she's quite peculiar. She shares her recipes with everybody. Or he's quite peculiar. He does free mechanic work on cars. Huh? That's peculiar. Yeah, they're probably Christians. I wouldn't doubt it. Zealous of good works, zealous about it. You got to be zealous about living a passionate life. The show is about being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. So that creates a peculiar situation where, well, what do you mean? Like, you got to find new ways to improve. You got to find new ways to be better because you want to continually grow and move in the correct direction. You want to point your life towards God and only towards God. And that involves being peculiar. It involves sacrificing your money for the church, sacrificing your time for the church, for His people, for loved ones, for everyone. Come on now, live like Jesus did. Well, that's hard, right? Jesus was quite peculiar. You want to be a peculiar person. You want to be a peculiar Christian. You don't want to be a boring, stagnant, do-nothing Christian, or even an individual. You want to be alive and doing something and learning and being and loving. That's what you want to be. That's what you don't want to strive for. Who doesn't want that? You want to stay stagnant and sit on the couch all day and do nothing? No. Okay, so you want to be peculiar and get up off your duff and start to live life to the fullest. Love people like no other. Worship God like no other. Paint like no other. Cook like no other. Play basketball like no other. Whatever the case may be, you got to live like no other. And I'm passionate about it. And I'm thankful for the Bible. And I'm thankful for my audience, the Matthew Rayburn Show. And I'm so thankful for this. Why? Because I'm peculiar. And I can share biblically how you should also be peculiar. It's good for you. It's straight. It keeps things fun and fresh and different and alive. And that's exactly what I am and who my audience is. And I'm so thankful that we all know that together now. So be peculiar. Love like no other. Live like like no other. Speak like no other. Wink. Matthew Rayburn Show. Renewed restoration. Joe Parsley. He's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. Give him a call. 317-339-5644. Mention you heard this message on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Joe Parsley is a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. Matt, you just said that. I know. Roofing, siding, gutters. We all have these on our homes. I live in a studio apartment. And so I know that they could use them. I got some gutter issues over there. I'm looking at them, but there was a ceiling water issue. And I know that Joe Parsley would have been able to help. I wish they would have called 317-339-5644 because he could have helped with the roofing and the siding and the gutters. Renewed Restoration, Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. A single word in the English language dies every single day. Matt, which one was that? I don't know. We weren't using it. It's like use words, think, be curious, expand your vocabulary. Don't sound like a dummy. Learn a four-syllable word. It's really important. Today is not a four-syllable word. It's actually just two syllables, but it's a word that I didn't know existed because it sounds fake, but it's a real word. It's called wangle. Wangle is the word of the day. It's a verb. It's spelled W-A-N-G-L-E, wangle. Let's read. Wangle means to get something by trickery or persuasion. It can also mean, quote, to adjust or manipulate a personal or fraudulent ends. So yeah, you don't want to wangle. It's not good to wangle people. You don't want to be wangled. You don't want to be a wangler. Okay? Wangle. It almost sounds like Edward Fudd? Edward Fudd? Looney Tunes character. Anyways, live show, live, real and raw. But wangle, you don't want to be wangled. You don't want to get wangled. You don't want to be the wangler, one who wangles. You don't want that. W-A-N-G-L-E. Let's use it in a sentence. I kind of did. He managed to wangle his way into the party. They wangled me into pleading guilty. Yeah, you don't want to be wangled. And you don't want to be the wangler. Wangle is the word of the day. W-A-N-G-L-E. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. National Pistachio Day. I thoroughly enjoy pistachios. Use hashtag National Pistachio Day in your social media posts today. I see February 26th recognizes all things pistachio, and National Pistachio Day is the day to celebrate. Pistachio lovers rejoice as they eat their favorite nut all day long. For those who do not eat pistachios, buy some and give them to someone who does. Of course, pistachios are great. They're green in color, and they have a real specific nut flavor. Crack them open and eat them, or enjoy them in ice cream or your favorite pistachio dessert, like baklava. Delicious. I love baklava. But it's National Pistachio Day. It's funny that I say that. Joey Chestnut, the world-breaking eater, professional eater, I don't know if it's happening now or in a couple hours. He's going to be trying to beat the world record and seeing how many pistachios he can eat in a certain amount of time. He will be competing with others. National Pistachio Day. It's also National Letter to an Elder Day. I have elders in my life. I probably should have written them a letter to prepare for this day. Use hashtag letters to an elder day. Everyone knows that writing is a powerful way to stay connected. If you've ever received an unexpected letter, you know what a pick-me-up it can be. This is true. A joke that I want to say that I thought about on the fly just now is that in the future, I'm not even giving it 10 years, less, National Letter to an Elder Day will be National Write an Email to a Gen Xer Day. You like that? You like that joke? I thought it was good. National Letter to an Elder Day. National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Not lies, but fairy tales. On February 26th, have a happily ever after kind of day. It's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. See, what were once oral histories, myths, and legends retold around the fire or by traveling storytellers have been written down and become known the world over as fairy tales. They go into various origins of fairy tales, happenings that were real, that got handed down through generations. Kind of like the game Telephone, or it's like Telephone, where it gets in the same room and they all talk to, you know, one message goes from one side of the line. And then as people whisper it silently to the end of the line, the red hippopotamus jumped over the fence leads into green Crayola scientists are legit bakers. It's called telephone. It's supposed to teach you the power of the grapevine and how it can manipulate words. Fairy tales are an example of that. Use hashtag #TellAFairyTaleDay in your social media posts today. Ooh, this last one, hopefully I'm doing right now. National Set a Good Example Day. Do you set a good example every day? You should. Specifically today on National Set a Good Example Day. When we observe kindness in others, we are often inspired to offer kindness ourselves. Someone set a good example for us to follow, and we must continue those good examples for others in our lives. It's like a snowball effect. You want to keep that love going. You want to pass it forward. Use hashtag Set a Good Example Day in your social media posts today. National Day, baby. Matthew Rayburn Show. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can offer all of your hardscaping and landscaping needs. Give Austin Moxley a call, 317-296-3974. He's got a phenomenal team, beautiful artwork, which is the landscaping and the hardscaping. Quite talented. Free estimates. 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley is another beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. And I hopefully you give him work because we all need a little bit of landscaping and hardscaping from time to time. You know what I mean. Like literal. Not any innuendo. Just literal grass and stone. Wink. 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley. Kingdom Landscape. Weird news. I love weird things, and I love news, and it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Rayburn Show, Weird News. Let's read. Headline, fish rain down on Australian town. That rhymes. A remote town in Australia recently experienced a truly Fortean phenomenon. That's a new word that I learned today, Fortean. Fortean. It has a T, but you say it's Fortean. Look it up yourself. We'll talk about it later. Fortean phenomena, when a storm passed over the area and fish rained down from the sky. Weird. According to a local media report, the very weird weather event occurred on Tuesday in the community of La Jamanu, Australia. Although the storm had been forecast for the region, town official Andrew Johnson, Chikanabaka, that's his last name, he's Australian, observed that they were stunned by what was brought with it. Quote, when the rain started falling, he marveled, quote, we've seen fish falling down as well, end quote. Some of the unexpected creatures described as being, quote, the size of two fingers, end quote, managed to survive the experience. Wow. Janupkana said, and have now become unlikely souvenirs from the odd event. Even, quote, children are picking them up and keeping them in a bottle or a jar, end quote. Remarkably, this is not the first time that La Jamanu has been the site of such wondrous fish fall, with similar events being reported in 1974, 2004, and 2010. Scientists say that the creatures likely originated by a nearby water hole and were swept up by the storm before being deposited onto the town. It's raining fish. To the surprise of the residents who were only expecting rain. I wanted to do a little bit more research on what I was just saying. Is raining animals? What is this? Well, apparently it's not that rare. It's crazy. It's weird. It's news. A rain of animals is a rare meteorological phenomenon, even though it says it here, it's not that rare, because it should be like once or twice in reality. That's rare. This says in which flightless animals fall from the sky. Such occurrences have been reported in many countries throughout history. One hypothesis is that that tornadic waterspouts sometimes pick up creatures such as fish or frogs. I wouldn't even know if the fish was aware of the situation. If it's always underwater, gets swept up by some kind of tornadic activity, and is still breathing water while in the air, and then it falls, then I guess the fish would realize that it's out of water. But all that other time, sometimes pick up creatures such as frogs or fish, frogs, raining frogs, and carry them for several miles. Interesting. However, this aspect of the phenomena has never been witnessed by scientists. Well, I mean, you know, wait for it to, I guess you could at a water hole, water spout in a vicinity. You can create an experiment to find out that variable. Well, I guess it's not that rare. And I guess it's still weird. And I guess it's still news. Weird news.